Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
You know, junior hockey in Canada.
Maybe.
Kids make $250,000 a year at 15, 16 years old, of age.
Hello, Mitch.
Hey, first-time caller, long-time listener. So with all these college students, if they got paid, you know, these NCAA tournaments and leagues and whatnot, they're some of the most competitive leagues, you know, that you can watch.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get paid, I think it might take away from the competitiveness because these guys aren't necessarily paying or playing for money. Mm-hmm. They're playing to win. They're playing to get a spot on these bigger teams to make money.
Oh, they're playing to get to the NFL, the NHL, and Major League Baseball, and the NBA. So they're not going to play hard. Why? I mean, if you're at that level and you're and that level of competitiveness, you're not. Yeah, you know, this isn't. We're not talking about intramural volleyball at lunch. It's high school. We're talking about I have an opportunity to become a multi-millionaire. Or I have an opportunity to make a living playing minor league ball, which that's good dough. You know, like I'm not going to play baseball for $70,000 a year in Pawtucket. Of course I am.
This is Max. Hello, Max. Mark. Mark, what's up?
Good morning, Gregory.
Hey, what's up?
Now, the thing that gets me is I have to completely agree with Mike over there. Yeah, they're getting a free education. If they're using their likeness and their numbers, sure, get them compensated for it. But Stiz, the video game that you're talking about hadn't come out since 2009, 2010. EA Sports was thinking about maybe coming up again with that video game, and then this is when the talk of the likeness and compensation was starting to be coming up again.
Mm-hmm.
But with Lyndon's point, how much would that be, you know, compensation for the players if, you know, Derek's team that he's starting up again got compensated? I probably bet he would have a different opinion on it.
Yeah, probably.
It's a little later than 2009. I'm looking, and it looks like the last EA Sports video game was 14, NCAA Football 14.
Yeah.
But regardless, even if it's not video games, if you're putting my name on a jersey, on a hat, on a shirt, on a video game, I don't care what it is, F you, pay me.
Agreed. I feel
agreed.
I feel like King Rangoon ought to be paid for his likeness being used in Hillandia in Dominations. How about that?
Who's using the light? Is it an etching?
You can see the King of Hillandia, King Rangoon, running around his village, collecting tolls on the toll road, which is not completed yet, by the way, because I don't have enough gold.
Are you running it like the Pike?
I don't have enough gold coins to complete my toll road yet, but I did put a wall up. Yesterday, put an extensive wall up in Hillandia, so nobody will be able to get in if they want to do battle with me.
Can I just say my favorite part of the show yesterday was when LB went on a complete tear for 10 minutes, and then all of a sudden Greg just goes, I'm just letting you know I'm killing it in domination.
That's what I do.
I was in the back dying.
Every time he launches into some nonsensical diatribe, I just go right to Dominations on my phone and start building my village out. All right. It is 8:03. We're going to get to, after we play your Hillmail voicemail messages back, we're going to get to the description from law enforcement about what today's pervert teacher association member was doing to get ready for the arrival of a student.
Yes.
And I'm going to try to find some appropriate music to use when we play that description coming up in a little bit. This is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 here in Boston.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hey, Francesca. Scott from Wayman. Want to go on a date? I live with my mom. Oh, you laugh.
On WAAF.
All right. The tables have been turned, and those who met Scott from Weymouth at the Miss Bikini pageant, including LB, Shu, and Danielle, actually like him a lot. Yeah,
good dude.
I think he's a good guy.
Yep.
Shocker. I mean, shocking development from Friday's show. All right. Today's Hillmail voicemail messages are presented by East Coast Metal Roofing. You can reach out to them now and find out about their Beat the Heat summer program. You're going to save 10% off a brand new metal roof. Call East Coast Metal Roofing or go to eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com. And right now, for you, the very best Hillmail voicemail messages you have left over the previous 24 hours.
Monday, 7:14 a.m.
This is Scuba Sam, Scuba Scott's father. I'm just calling to let you guys know. It's Scott from Weymouth. It's not part of the Scuba Squad. You can't do. Be nice to him. It's not his fault. Well,
end of message.
He didn't look anything like I thought he was going to look.
No.
No.
I thought he'd have more of like a hoarder, recluse look going on.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And a pretty cool guy.
Yeah. You know, in person. Yeah. Yeah. Very friendly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just a regular Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monday, 7:44 a.m.
I'm sorry. I was out of the country for a couple of days, and I just heard the Hillman Morning Show refer to Scott from Weymouth as a good guy and actually having a good personality. What? It's like a total plot twist.
End of message.
Yeah. It's like a total plot twist.
Yeah. It's like a total plot twist.
Monday, 8:13 a.m.
Hey, kid. I think everybody should have a case of some lime salt. Yeah, kid. Just always carry a case with you, kid.
End of message.
What was it?
Taser.
Taser.
Always carry a taser.
Taser.
Yeah.
5:21 a.m.
Hi, yeah. Hello, Mr. Byers. You got your kid. He's actually in a holding cell. Apparently, all the kids that used to peg him in dodgeball, he tased. So if you could just come and get him, thanks.
Oh. End of message.
Right, he'd win. Mm-hmm. He'd win every time. Just have to have a taser.
5:44 a.m.
I know that guy. Oh, I'm going. I'm signing by 10. Down on number 34, kid. Oh, it's worth it waiting to go.
Sir, you need to put money.
No, kid. Oh, this is worth more than $100, kid.
End of message. 6:33 a.m.
What? People are spotting sharks in the ocean?
End of message.
Amazing.
Well, they had one great white yesterday that was feeding on a seal off of Monomoy Island, and another couple great whites that were seen in Wellfleet, but I think it's the warm weather. I mean, that is the issue, is that the warm weather brings the sharks in.
It's and the seals.
And the seals are sunning themselves.
Right. Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't know. The 4th is a week from Thursday. I'm sure that a lot of people, it's probably the most popular vacation week of the summer, and a lot of you are probably going to the Cape. Are you going to go in the? Are you going to go in the water? Are you going to go? Or are you going to be worried about the sharks? I mean,
I'm going to hang out next door to the shark's house.
knee high deep. That's it.
Yeah. 6:51 a.m.
Anybody else think of Elizabeth Holmes when you heard that kid with the voice disguise thing? Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, he showed me a picture of his Ruger, and Yoda said, "Do or do not." There is no try.
End of message.
I insert the gun into the Edison 90.0 and it instantly comes out with gun control.
Is she in jail yet, or is she still floating around waiting for her trial?
Waiting for her trial. Yeah. She's looking at 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, she got married to a rich dude, like an heir to some kind of a hotel fortune or something.
Did
like
he
that,
not see the documentary?
He probably doesn't care.
7:02 a.m.
7-Eleven Slurpee delivery. Is it going to that going to be like the Three Stooges episode where they're running the block of ice up the long set of stairs? They start at the bottom and they've got a huge giant block of ice. It's going to be like raspberry syrup by the time you get it to anybody.
End of message.
Oh, it probably has some kind of a cold, like a dry ice container or something, I would assume. But 7-Eleven has begun Slurpee deliveries in public, wherever you are. You're at the beach or you're at some kind of a Little League game, and your son, the shortstop, is being paid $1,000 to play Little League. Then you can get a Slurpee delivery.
You cool down while he's making bank.
Yeah. A couple of, I guess I'll call them radio housekeeping items here from texters, which is always, if people are really deep into the mechanics of a radio show, it's always a good thing because it means they're listening intently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they're probably not, you know, in the case of a of another station, they're probably not calling up and saying, hey, I haven't heard in the sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la but this texter wants to know if the total plot twist drop has been lost. And no, I don't believe it has. I think it's there somewhere, and we can certainly play that for you if you'd like to hear it.
I mean, it's like a total plot twist.
This texter says I should not tease something at 7:50 and then not hit the post on the tease at exactly 7:50.
I think people that texted that in don't understand that. When you say 7:50, you don't mean 7:50 on the nose. You mean in the, you know, group of time. Like when we start this, what we call a break in radio at 7:50, yeah, it'll be during this block of time.
This person wants an immediate ban on the LB Hillmill guy. They say his calls have become monotonous. And where do you stand on that?
Bring it. I love him.
You want to ban him?
No.
Worn out. You gotta bring some sort of content. You make the same call every time.
Here's a text that says, with regard to Chatham, you're in the shark's kitchen. Act accordingly.
Well, Matamoy Island is a predatory area because it's all the predator fish push the, like, it's a great place to go blue fishing because all the big fish push the fish up against the there's like some sort of a cliff that goes down, and so the predator fish and the predators push their bait or what they're going to eat up against the shelf, and they have nowhere to go.
It's like me being pinned up against a bar by some dude who really thinks he's going to get laid.
All right, yeah, exactly.
Like Spazzy that time we went to go see Lady Gaga.
But it's a great place to go, you know, striper fishing.
Sure. The rule is, if you see a seal, just stay out of the water.
Right.
Because that's the floating lunchbox.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know, a shark sees that, they're going to go after it. So stay out. You see the seal, stay out of the water.
Danielle, a female texter would like you to rate Scott from Weymouth on a scale of 1 to 10, if you could.
Yeah, he kind of looks like your average masshole.
To 10. Scale of 1 to 10.
No, I don't like to do that.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't like that. Because everybody's perception is different. And I know a lot of ladies will agree with me on this. You'll have a friend that will be like, I met this guy who's like so hot. Like, oh my God, he's like smoking. And you think it's going to be like a David Beckham supermodel. And then she shows you the picture. And he's hot to her, but he's not hot to you. And you're like, the standard response is, oh yeah, he's cute. If you ever tell one of your female friends that you met a hot guy and her response is that he's cute, she does not think he's attractive at all. It's perception.
So is he attractive?
He's not ugly. He's not my type.
You just did the same.
You know what it is.
You just did the same exact thing that you're talking about.
If he had like $10 million in the bank, he'd be very attractive.
Dude, there's pictures of the guy all over social media. All you have to do is pop on one of our accounts. They're all over the place. You can make your own joke.
You don't want to say anything because now you're friends with him.
Right. Yeah. I like the guy.
He's a beautiful man. There, I'll say it. He's a very beautiful man.
Not like Benedict Cumberbatch, though, yo.
Here's a text that says, I heard from my friend who was at the bikini pageant that Danielle was playing grab ass with Scott at the post party.
What?
Yeah, okay. Why don't you try to come up with a less realistic scenario?
Here's somebody who says, when did LB become a marine virologist? Well, he
I've Jay Miller, who is a, he's won the Monster Shark Tournament twice. He's a master fisherman. I used to go fishing with Jay all the time. My buddy Walshy, you know, he's from Falmouth. His family has the Walsh compound. He's a champ of a fisherman. His whole family is. And I went out many, many, many times with those guys. And that is a great place to catch stripers, to catch bluefish. Mm-hmm.
You're keeping track at home. That's the second Jay Miller reference in 2 days.
In 2 days.
Who else
going for the hat trick tomorrow.
Who else am I supposed to reference?
Here's a text that says, a female here, we should rate Scott on the IIUD scale. Yes.
IIED.
IIED. The International Index of Erectile Dysfunction.
Yeah.
Yes. He's a 4.5.
Is that kind of
and that's being generous. Wait,
what's the top rating? What's the best you can do?
Is he a 6 to midnight or is he a 6 to 8?
Right.
All right. Well, I mean, it's up to you what you're going to do. If you're going to the Cape next week, are you going to get in the water or are you going to stay out of the water? This happens every summer. I mean, last year, 26-year-old guy from Revere was, if I remember correctly, from Revere was killed by a shark while boogie boarding down there. And that was probably the worst occurrence in recent memory when it comes to shark attacks.
Yeah.
And certainly it's something I guess you have to think about if you're heading to Old Cape Cod for the 4th of July holiday.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of my favorite times of the year, 4th of July. Don't you love 4th? I mean, we're not the most patriotic state in the country.
Right.
We learned that earlier.
Yes.
New Hampshire, according to a Wallet Hub survey, New Hampshire is actually the most patriotic state in the U.S. Massachusetts is number 34 when it comes to patriotism, unfortunately. Lobster stew, very popular in my adopted home continent of Maine. And it's basically, there's no thickness to it at all. It's got the lobster.
Yeah.
But it's basically then, it's like milk and butter, but not coagulated like a bisque would be.
I feel like it's a misnomer calling it a stew
It's not anything like a stew.
Really?
It's like a thinner chowder.
It's misleading.
Yeah.
It's not even chowder-ish.
Yeah,
it's like a milky soup thing. Mm. There's zero... zero comparison between the two. The bisque is, you got to go with the bisque and you have to dip bread in it.
And the bisque has the sherry, right?
Right.
Yes.
Sherry Niles.
Right. That's the part LB likes. The sherry.
You like the bisque because they come and pour it tableside for you out of the little teapot.
You have to have a lot of lobster in it. I mean, nothing is, you talk about misrepresenting yourself on the international index of erectile dysfunction. You can also misrepresent yourself on the international index of lobster that is actually in the lobster bisque or in the lobster stew. All right. We got to talk about today's pervert teacher association member. A texter says, coming up, we'll discuss the PTA teacher between 7:50 and 10 a.m. And yes, that's true. But I want to talk about this woman because we spoke about her briefly a while ago.
Yes.
When she was arrested, but we did not at the time have any details on her. And she is a teacher from Oklahoma whose name is Hunter Day.
Oh, definitely a hoe. Hunter?
Hunter.
You're a hoe.
Hunter
Sorry,
Day.
Hunters.
Up next on the main stage, Hunter Day.
Yeah.
So Hunter.
I'm there.
Hunter has now pled guilty to lewd acts with a teenager and has been sentenced to serve prison time. And what happened with Hunter is that she had sent some nudes to the student that she was involved in. And, of course, the parents discovered the nudes, which is so often the case. However, law enforcement has shared the details on what happened leading to the arrest of Hunter.
Yes.
And what happened is when the parents discovered the nudes, they went to law enforcement, and law enforcement decided that they would set Hunter up. And so, therefore, they began texting this teacher from the cell phone of the student that she was fornicating with. And so they said, hey, what time is the meetup tonight?
Oh,
and Hunter said, 7 p.m. or whatever, we'll do the usual. And so then the cops showed up, but they describe what the scene was when they showed up. She's sitting on the floor, nude, with the candles lit, awaiting the arrival of the student.
Meanwhile, the husband comes home later and he's like, oh, she went to Yankee Candle again.
She was one of the ones who was married. Am I right about
correct,
that?
Correct, yes. Oh, yeah,
is the husband sticking with her while she's in jail?
I don't know. Because they haven't actually handed down what the length of her sentence will be. The sentencing for second-degree rape is a minimum of 1 year and a maximum of 15. So be interested to see how much she actually serves.
Wow. And I've shared her crazy eyes mugshot right now on my Twitter feed.
She's terrifying one.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah.
About like three quarters of a smoke, I think. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the crazy eyes are evident when you take a look at the mugshot. So that's on my Twitter feed, Greg Hill, WAAF, to follow me on Twitter. And you can go right now and take a look at Hunter Day and rate her on the International Index of Erectile Dysfunction. And any word on, did you update on whether or not the husband is standing by her through her turmoil? And
so far he is.
He is.
Yeah.
He is.
I haven't seen any notice of, divorce being announced or anything like that. So,
here's a text asking how many teachers have joined the PTA in the last year?
Oh, God.
Like 100?
It's amazing.
You think so, LB?
With technology and media, and everybody in the country is going to hear this story. And what teacher tomorrow says, I think I can get away with this? And,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
No, I'm all good.
Yeah.
We've got a great relationship.
I mean, do you think, we've discussed this before, but do you think it's the fact that teachers are younger than they ever were before when they're entering the field?
Absolutely.
You think that's
the issue? I think
that's
a factor.
Or do you think that they're getting busted more because of, as LB mentioned, the technology? Mm-hmm. And in the past, there were no text messages, there were no nudes.
Right.
I
think it's both of those things.
Sure.
Because the younger teachers are more savvy with the social media.
Yeah.
You never had access to your teachers before.
Right. You saw them out and it was weird.
Yeah.
You saw, Mrs. Kallick in the supermarket and it was like, oh, look, it's Susan.
Right.
It was so weird. But now, they have Facebook study groups that the teachers are heading up.
That's friends of the kids on Snap.
Yeah. They're texting them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, back then you'd tell your buddy, I slept with Mrs. So-and-so, and he'd be like, Right. Yeah.
Okay. Now they're like, hold on, I have video proof.
Or it's like, Mrs. So-and-so gave me a nude. Right. I'm just waiting for her to go to the photo mat again so I can get more nudes.
The Polaroid.
So I can send a picture of my nude to her.
The Polaroid nudes. I mean.
We could put it on the mimeograph. Everyone has a copy.
Here's a 978 texter who says it's because everybody is dating on the same dating sites and that teachers used to be picked up at a bar and students were not allowed there. Now they can all mingle on the same dating sites. But I don't know.
I've never heard of anything being like they met on a dating site. It's usually in class, they share their phone number for whatever reason or their Snap. And then, how's your weekend? Great. Here are my boobs.
Here's somebody who says, I believe that sex has become more casual and kinkier than ever before, and that is a factor as well.
It's been the same since the beginning of time.
I don't know.
People have a way more casual
I'm not saying teacher-student stuff. I'm just saying, people have been hooking up left and right all day, every day.
Yeah, but that's not what the person is saying. It's much easier to with Tinder or whatever, Bumble or whatever it is, where people can just find a rando to do butt stuff.
You literally don't have to put in any effort except for setting up your profile and swiping.
Right.
And then so maybe driving to meet the person.
Right. And that was never the case before. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like it was the case.
No. But it's Danielle's right. You have these Facebook groups that are for study.
Yeah.
You get their email. Like, this is just from my experience with my daughter in school. You get their email. You get a phone number. Mm-hmm. All these different ways
to
connect with them.
This texter says that teachers should not have their own social media, that they should be banned from having
social media. No, not at all. No, because there's way more teachers that use it responsibly that are not having sex with students.
Yeah.
You know?
I think you have to be a lot more guarded, though. When you're like certain professions, and I've said this many times before, teacher, cop, anything municipal, I think you have to be a lot more, even on a private Facebook page, careful about what you put up. Mm-hmm. And you should definitely not be friends with your students online.
On the social media?
No, absolutely not. Yeah. Like, no. Yeah,
that's probably a good move.
Yeah, but you can't help it. If you're a coach of a sports team, you're going to need to reach out to your athlete.
But you don't have to be friends with them on social media. Like, there's ways to do that.
You could do like a group text or something like that.
They're always giving out their emails and stuff.
This texter says the best part, I agree with this texter, the best part of the story and the link that I shared is that when the cop showed up, not only were the candles lit, but... this pervert teacher association member was wearing sneakers and a Santa hat.
Stop it. Oh, my God.
Only?
That is just...
That's
the crazy. Now you know why it's going down.
That's pretty hot. Santa's little helper.
Yeah, it was going.
Yeah.
She was Ms. Claus for the weekend.
Ms.
Sandy Claus. Sexy Santa.
Ooh.
I mean, are you kidding me? Like, she says, yeah, come on over for the normal, at the normal meetup time.
Right.
And she's got the candles going and the lube out, and she's in the Santa hat, and the cops bust through the doors.
She's got her Pumas on.
Sure.
All right, well, anyway, you can get more on that. Read all the horrifying details on my Twitter feed, Greg Hill, WAAF, to follow me on Twitter. And, heads up, too, I will be... Instagram Live for the vodka chug on the ninth hole at the 27th annual WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament on Thursday. So follow me on Instagram, GregHill107 is how you can find me on Instagram. And I will do my best to go Instagram Live several times during the golf tournament tomorrow and Thursday. And we're here tomorrow and then head right out to MGM. So full show tomorrow, and then Thursday we're off for the WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament. And sincere thanks to all the sponsors of this year's golf tournament. It benefits the Greg Hill Foundation. I want to thank Echo Store Technologies for being our presenting sponsor. I want to thank Sparkling Ice. I want to thank East Coast Metal Roofing. I want to thank... my friends at E.L. Harvey & Sons, and there are countless other sponsors. And get in on the great helicopter golf ball drop. You have until at least the end of the day tomorrow to buy a golf ball. They're only $20. The money goes to the foundation, and we're going to take all the golf balls, put a number on them that corresponds with your name, and then drop them out of a helicopter over the green. And whatever ball ends up either in the hole or closest to the hole, whoever owns it will walk away with $5,000 cash. That's $5,000
cash. That's awesome.
So go to thegreghillfoundation.org to get your golf balls.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coming up on Monday, Shinedown is back to rock the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion, and we have tickets for you if you're listening this weekend. So all weekend long, we are giving away tickets and backstage passes so you can meet Shinedown on Monday, courtesy of Atlantic Records. And a great spot to go to a concert, especially in the summertime. And often, I mean, I was there the other night for the Revivalists, and it smelled like a rope factory fire was happening
it's
nearby,
legal.
Shoe. But yeah. You're right. It is legal.
Mm-hmm.
Are you surprised by how often, since it has become legal, how often you smell marijuana? In some sort of a public
place.
No, I'm not surprised by it.
No.
But I'm very concerned because where I smell it the most is on the freaking pike.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You're kidding
me? If you get stuck in traffic on the pike, roll your window down.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, that's not supposed to be happening.
No.
It's just like drinking and driving.
No, that's
bad not
news,
supposed
man.
To be doing that.
I think there are some misperceptions about what marijuana being legal means, which is, you know, it means it's legal to buy it. It doesn't mean it's legal to smoke it.
It's legal to have a certain amount.
In Faneuil Hall.
Right. It's like a beer. Like if you walked into Faneuil Hall with an open container, the cops would bust you, right?
Yes.
Same thing with pot, you know? So just take it easy, folks. Don't ruin it for the rest of us.
They're a little excited.
I know they're excited, LB. Believe me, I know.
Get it together,
just don't ruin it for the rest of us.
It's been forever.
That are doing it responsibly.
So you would say that you smell it a lot when you're on the pike. Are there any
or
other,
on the road. That, you know, and then also, you know, there's like you said, like Faneuil Hall and stuff. So any kind of like beer garden place that's outdoors or something like that. Oh, it's wafting through the air.
Yes,
you
know. I think I smelled it at the Cisco Brewery.
Oh.
On Nantucket? Cannabis on Nantucket?
Yes,
you know what the problem is?
Excuse me.
You've got that other chick who's new to vaping. It does not, like, she thinks it because she got, like, granddaddy perps and it might smell a little fruity. She's like, you guys, you can't even smell that this is weed. It's like, no, it smells like candy and weed, kind of.
All
right. It's 8:44 and time for the news.
So Chicago police have released video footage of Jussie Smollett walking around his house with a noose around his neck, and allegedly the video of the supplies being purchased for the allegedly staged attack on the actor.
Now, the video from the house, is that his own surveillance cameras, I'm assuming?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
There were nearly 70 hours of video that was released. That footage was taken in his downtown Chicago apartment. He was wearing a white sweater and a rope that looked like a noose. Other video files came from a combination of police, body-worn cameras, security, like city and traffic cameras, crime cameras, and there was about 70 hours of video that was released yesterday.
Well, in my opinion, the man should be in jail. I mean, he faked a hate crime, and
he sapped the resources of a city that desperately needs them.
Right.
Know, for nothing.
Yes, but he's not. So I think the police are just trickling like all the evidence out in small batches so as to reconfirm with everybody that we know exactly what happened here.
And he still goes out there and he says, oh, no, I was set up. Okay, oh, really?
Yeah. Well, hopefully I think he's disappearing slowly into the non-relevant zone. I mean,
you'll be doing dinner theater in Tampa.
So the attorney for the man who is accused of killing the Connecticut mom says that the mom had actually written a Gone Girl style novel about 17 years ago.
This is the guy who is alleged to have been seen on, speaking of surveillance video, seen dropping off her various belongings and things at trash cans along the highway and rest areas and things like that. And so, well, this is interesting. So she wrote a novel, which was like Gone Girl.
Yes.
Great book, by the way.
Yeah, fantastic book.
And a pretty good movie. Did you like the movie?
I didn't see the movie.
Oh, the movie's good.
Yeah.
It's your favorite, Ben Affleck.
Yes, or as Mike Shue likes to call him, Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
But
sounds like a medication.
Sounds like a fiber.
Consult your doctor before obtaining a prescription for Beneflex.
I mean, that's the ultimate. That's really like the ultimate FU is if you frame the person who you don't like for your disappearance
and you're able
to get away with it. But I mean, it seems pretty suspicious that the guy and his mistress, alleged mistress, were out dropping all of her stuff off at the various rest area trash disposal places. I think it's
spring cleaning.
That sounds a little suspicious.
As Ben himself would say, yes, suspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Right.
Good news for those of you enjoying a little Java this morning. The answer to weight loss could be coffee, according to a new study out of England. Researchers found that coffee can stimulate something called brown fat in your body. That's the type of fat that heats up and burns calories. Now, of course, this is not a license to start drinking a couple dozen cups a day. But they say that if they can do more future studies that support this, there could be a real significant link between drinking coffee and fat burning.
Well, coffee is one of those things that there's a different report on it every other day. You know, first it's good when it comes to preventing the Alzheimer's,
the old timers.
The next one they say, wait a minute, you shouldn't drink more than one cup of coffee because you're going to get some kind of horrible gut disease. And then the next day they say it helps you lose weight. I mean, I'm so far gone anyway. There's no possible. What do you think of the hardos who say, I gave up coffee. I don't even need it. I mean,
How
can you function in the morning until I have a sip of my large iced coffee? I can't function.
See, I'm not into coffee for the caffeine. I'm more into it for the routine. So, like, it's part of my morning, you know, or like on the weekends, I pop out and I get a coffee and then I come back and assess,
the day rolling.
Right. What do I have to do? So today I didn't get a coffee. So I'm kind of like, I would have liked one, but I'm not going to be crashing. But I know for a lot of people, it's just
addict.
You said, you cannot do anything.
My name's Mike. I'm addicted to caffeine. It's the last vice I really abuse. I do like 5-6 cups a day.
Yeah.
You know.
Listen, I think the afternoon coffee is wildly important when it comes to finishing
What? I'm waiting for the early bird special joke here.
No. I wasn't saying anything about elderly women.
Good to have with the meatloaf special.
I was saying if you want to be able to finish building your storehouse in Dominations, that you need to have an afternoon cup of coffee to keep it going.
Do you have silos of beans in your kingdom?
No, I have 4 fruit trees, though, in Hillandia.
Yeah, but 72 hours of that game in a row is not healthy.
Well, I'm addicted to it now. It's going to be like Temple Run or Grand Theft Auto, where I'm not going to be able to stop playing Dominations. I'm going to be playing it during the golf tournament on Thursday. My favorite part is collecting the gold. Like I just clicked over right now and I'm collecting all the gold from my toll road. I'm up to 8,889 gold coins.
Good for you. Can you buy anything with those?
Yes, of course I can.
Okay.
I can buy myself. The biggest thing you want is you want to have people who live in Hillandia.
Right.
So you have to have like 13,000 gold coins to buy a house.
What are the property taxes like there?
Well, you can fleece them on ye old big dig for your highway that you're taking tolls on.
Yeah.
Well, I got a couple gold mines, so every once in a while I have them go prospecting in the gold mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I pay 1 extra crown to have them finish the task quickly.
1 extra?
Yeah, wow. 1 extra crown.
How generous.
Yeah, and then, boom, I'm sitting here looking at almost $10,000 worth of, or 10,000 gold coins.
Is it really worth money?
No.
Oh.
Well, this is one of those games where, and I haven't done it yet, but Dominations is one of those games where if you want to cheat, you can buy extra crowns or gold coins.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But I never, you know, I'm frugal, so I never do any of that stuff.
That's like me with fishdom. I've spent a lot of money.
See, here's somebody who says, how much of Greg's own money has he spent on this game? Laugh my ass off. I haven't spent anything on Dominations at all.
It's coming.
All right. We're in the middle of the news. What else is going on news-wise?
There's a story in the news that's one of my worst personal irrational fears, the cat that survived the spin cycle in the washing machine.
This is
Minneapolis.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I have front load washing machine and dryer, and let me tell you something. I'm like OCD, like checking five times to make sure there's no cats in there when I shut the doors, because I'm so afraid that I'm going to turn around and like grab a dryer sheet and they're going to sneak in and die. But
do you prefer the load in the front?
No, oh, Craig. It took me a few seconds longer than I thought, but you got there.
Oh, why is that more dangerous for cats?
If you think about a top load washing machine, you're looking down into it. Like, so you probably see the cat jump up onto the washing machine and get in. Front load, it's more like they're getting into a cubby, like they're going into a bed or a cat house. A
little relaxation.
And it's at like knee or leg level for you, so you're not looking directly into the machine. So you never know what could happen. And unfortunately, in this case, it happened to a family in Minneapolis where their adorable tuxedo cat, Felix, snuck into a front-loading high-efficiency washing machine. He went through the whole 45-minute cycle and survived. He's still in critical condition. Being kept on oxygen support with an IV line and an IC unit, but he's got some positive signs. He was looking around the other day, moving and eating a little bit, and he did welcome petting from his owner, Stephanie.
One godsend is it was on express wash, and I only put it on that, well, for two reasons, to save water, but also to save some time. Then heard a little meow, and I looked around because I'm so used to them, you know, being around me. And all of a sudden, I saw a little white back foot go up in the air, and I can't even tell you what that was like.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not chuckling at it. But just that you see the little kitty paw, the little foot.
Yeah. Toe beans, wet toe beans.
Right next to the whites.
Hash brown?
I'm
trying to get the cat hair off my clothes.
Hopefully the cat is going to be A-okay.
Let's pray.
All right. Anything else?
Yes, this.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's wing.
Not like the rest of us.
We love you, Florida.
Police and residents in North Lauderdale, Florida are trying to identify the driveway dumper. There's someone going around leaving turds behind in driveways. It's a man. One individual was able to get some video of the man on his Ring doorbell video camera. A green Kia Soul pulled up the driveway on Saturday. The gentleman took his shirt off, the driver of the vehicle, got out, and then pooped, and then left.
Wait a minute. He drives there. I was thinking the guy probably didn't have access to a bathroom.
Nope.
And I was feeling sorry for him or something, but he actually drives there in his vehicle that he has, and then he takes his shirt off, which some people do. Our former producer, Spaz, used to take all of his clothes off when he was doing number two.
Weird.
So then he takes off. Is he angry at these particular... Well, I guess, why do I even have to ask that question?
It's got
to
be a target like situation here.
So, all right. So they haven't found the guy yet.
They have not. They're trying to identify him. Wilton Thomas is the victim, I guess we'll call him.
I know when it comes on for you to go, you have to go. But in my driveway, he could have drove himself right towards the left in the fence towards the coconut tree and do what he want to do there. That would be no problem. But in my driveway...
I agree.
The guy's right. When you got to go, you got to go. But
Insult to injury, when the guy was leaving, he backed over it.
Tracked it down the street.
Yep. Does nobody care about their neighbors anymore?
No, they don't.
That's just, all right. Well, apparently the obscure reference on this is George on Seinfeld. What did he used to take? Did Costanza take all his clothes off or something in the bathroom? He was one of those people?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a kind of a weird thing, but whatever.
Some people like to be free.
Yeah.
It's really no different than when a woman wears a jumper or a romper out to a bar and then has to take the whole thing off to go pee.
Yeah, that's probably
a pain in the...
And
you're sitting there naked and vulnerable on the toilet, talking to your friend who's in the other stall.
That's probably a pain in the butt, I would guess.
Huge pain.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
The only way to take WAAF with you on your 4th of July vacation is the radio.com app. So download it today if you haven't already, and you can listen to us anytime, anywhere. If you're headed to the most patriotic state in the Union, New Hampshire, or the third most patriotic state in the Union, Vermont, or you're sticking around here in the 34th most patriotic state in the Union and going to the Cape, then you can take us with you on your vacation with the radio.com app. So download it right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.